Because this actually reminds me of the Guinness draft in the cans, where there's a little thing in there that releases something when you open it. I'm going to try this out. Let's start off with lemon lime.
Got any of that damn lemon.
You are listening to Audio On Demand, October 19th, 2005. Hopefully I didn't trick you out there too much on your iPod or portable media device. I was just listening to a little bit of Silver Nightscape with Frankie Edward Nora. I always get him confused with the guy that does the Dreamland. No, not Dreamland. Coast to Coast AM. So, see what he's,
You know what it is? It's almost like a... I guess it's almost like an Alka-Seltzer type thing going on. I'm not sure if there's anything like that in the ingredients.
Looks... He's, doing a little taste test of a beverage. And, it's one of the things that I really enjoy about his show. He's always got some interesting... quirky things on his show. I like his food and candy and beverage reviews and his descriptions of how they taste and how the texture is. He's quite the connoisseur, and God forbid he tries something that has animal products in it. He is a vegetarian and. Anyway, he is quite the guy. I like to listen to him. And today's area code or show number was 308. And that area code, 308 in Nebraska, is Western Nebraska. Or I should have said that area code is in Nebraska. Western and central part of Nebraska. It kind of loops. Kind of has kind of has a little bit of a loop in the middle of the state, kind of picks up some towns and towns, I guess. There's not quite cities out there, although they may want to argue with me. But yeah, there are some towns and cities out there that it kind of loops around. I believe Grand Island and Hastings are about, I think they are... straight north-south of one another. Grand Island is north of Hastings. And I believe Hastings is 402. Grand Island is 308. Somewhere in there it loops around, picks up Grand Island. I'm not sure how far north it goes east it goes to the 308 zip code, or zip code area code. Man, my brain is not working today. It's about 20 after 4. I'm just, gonna hit here. I think it's exit 405 or 403. I can never remember. When my CB used to work, I used to, speaking of which, I wonder where my adapter went. I would always get in trouble by giving the wrong mile marker number here, 406, so I imagine that's 405. Exit 405, mile marker 406 is right there. Let's see what it says. 405 on the other sign there. So anyway, it's about 425, 19th of October. Fall has definitely set in. We are getting a little bit of rain, so you might be able to hear the windshield wipers flapping out of tempo. However that song goes, windshield wipers are going. It's about 55 degrees today. Very few things that are green yet, other than some pine trees here along the road. Median's got a little bit of green left in it. I know my lawn's got a little bit of green left in it. We're gonna put her up at 70 here and kind of cruise. I'm gonna go crazy today. Go 75. But, yeah, the trees are turning yellow and brown. We get very few reds, just brilliant oranges. Well, there's something that's kind of orangey red. It's like an oak tree or a plum thicket. sometimes we get the sumac or whatever they call it, this sumac, I guess. Sometimes you see that along, like, embankments and stuff like that on roads and stuff. Actually, there's some there, kind of down to the bottom of a creek or slough, or as we say it here in Nebraska, crick. The one thing that I really think is interesting, in some places along the roads, there's cottonwood. Cottonwood's turned yellow. They've let some of the grasses grow a little taller, and there's, well, actually, they've mowed it here recently. But the different colors in the grasses are pretty remarkable. Something that you would see in art or pictures or, I don't know, something that you would see painted or, you know, drawn. Here's a little bit of a pasture. Looks like, I don't know what the deal is with that. Let's see, some more cottonwood trees, it looks like, turning orange and yellow. It's kind of interesting. Some of them are like a brilliant yellow, and some of them are kind of a rusty orange. There's some bushes that are completely gone. I don't know what they are exactly, if they're a plum or what. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy about fall is, it's not really quite fall when we do it, but it's pretty darn close. We used to go hunting dove 1st of September. One of the best sports, I guess. Of course, we don't just do it for sport. We do eat what we shoot. And pretty darn good eating, too, if you know how to cook them right. And I tell you what, if you want to get sharpened up for your quail, duck, pheasant season, go out and find a place where you can do some dove hunting. Talk about trying to shoot a rocket out of the sky. Those guys really move. They're a smaller target than normal. Of course, you don't want to use heavy shot. You don't want to blow the bird to pieces. You do want to have something that's left of it. Yeah, it reminds me of fall, and it reminds me of walking around in the pastures and woods along the Blue River there in Nebraska. The Blue River starts somewhere up in middle Nebraska. I suppose it's nothing more than a creek or a trickle. And then I believe it goes into... I don't know what it goes into. I know it does go down to, I believe, Manhattan, Kansas. There's a reservoir down there that it runs into. And then I'm not sure where it goes from there, if it goes into the Missouri River, if it goes into another river in Kansas or what. But here in Nebraska, it's not anything like the Platte River, but it's definitely a little bit more than a creek. And anyway, it's you know, brings back a lot of memories. I got a great uncle that's got some land there, and he's got some trees along the river and some puddles actually within those trees. And they're oak trees. I'm not sure exactly if they're native. You know, I don't really know if oak is native to Nebraska. That's something I should check out with somebody that knows. But because, you know, I do see some, but there is an awful lot of oak there along the river. That's one thing you don't see along the Platte River is oak trees. So I'm kind of wondering if they aren't... they weren't brought in and planted and just kind of proliferated in that area since it's somewhat wet, and they can grow there. Also, some of the other things that you see in there, you know, it's a whole different ecosystem than the Platte River Valley or right on the Platte River. The Blue River, boy, you know, I'd have to look at the map. But it's a completely different geography than on and around the Platte River, the eastern part of Nebraska, eastern central part of Nebraska is somewhat hilly, between Omaha and Lincoln. if you drive that. It's kind of hilly. It's not flat like it is up and around where we go hunting, which is not in the Platte Valley. If you do drive through the Platte Valley, drive through Nebraska on the interstate, for the most part, you're in the Platte Valley, and it looks pretty flat, and you got kind of a little bit of a rolling hill on the left and the right side of you. Grand Island to Omaha, you kind of cut across, you don't follow the valley, so you do get a little bit of, probably up until around York, the hills start to roll again, and then from York to Omaha, you do get some rolling hills. But there are geographies that are just basically plains, not so much rolling hills. You do have some creeks or creeks, some smaller tributaries and such. But it's primarily flat. You can get out on a corner of a section. A section is a 1 by 1 mile, or further west, they might go one up, or actually like one west, one north, one west, kind of a, I don't know, Tetris-type piece shape, or they'll go 2 miles square in some places. In fact, actually, there's one spot there near Kearney. I think I drove either 6 or 8 miles without a turnoff, and it was a pretty desolate road. It was kind of scary, but you can get on a corner of a section, and you can pretty much see forever. There are some trees out there along farmsteads and maybe along fence lines and stuff like that, but not a whole lot. But anyway, back where we go hunting is somewhat like that geography, but there is a little bit of a valley in the Blue River Valley there. So there's a little bit of rolling hills getting up above out of that valley. But it is different geography, different trees, different vegetation, you know, different than what you would see in the Platte Valley, which is primarily sand. Sandy soil. In the Blue River Valley, it's more of a black dirt type of soil. Good earth to grow things in, and you know, as some of my courses taught me, it's some of the most fertile land in the world is right around the Platte River Valley. See, that looks like an oak. That guy's still kind of got some green on him. But one of the things that always kind of fascinated me there doing our hunting is there are particular trees, and I don't know what they're called or what they are. I don't have a tree book. I do have a bird book with me, but it's a real, real thorny tree. It's got 4, 5, 6 inch spikes, and the whole tree is entirely covered with these spikes. And it's definitely something you wouldn't want to lean up against. If you could, you definitely wouldn't want to fall into it or fall on a branch that was on the ground, because it would probably go right through you if it didn't break. But pretty scary tree, and I remember that for some particular reason, where exactly some of those are in that pasture and land. Like I said, there's completely different trees, completely different vegetation. Anyway, I guess enough about land and hunting and vegetation and geography, kind of your geography course for the day. Today's Wednesday. Wednesday's band practice day. We'll have to give Larry a call here in a little bit to see if we're actually going to have band practice or not. Last week I went to band practice, and we won't have in band practice because Larry had to do something. And anyway, I'm going to call him this time before I head out and do my thing out there. Starved. All I had was some soup today. I had some soup today for lunch, and I'm just starving. Starving, starving, starving. Boy, it looks like, I'm not sure what to say about that. I was going to say, it looks like most of the crops are coming out of the fields here. The field looks like it hadn't been picked yet, but maybe it has. Pretty tall stalks in there. some of the no-till methods that farmers are using these days. Pretty interesting to see what's going on. I imagine they have to go a little bit slower when they do their planting than that, but I believe it helps on erosion and helps on nutrients, stuff like that. We don't see anybody plowing anything up anymore. This is just a mindset change, a change of paradigm. Let's see. Hey, we got a double dose of Corby and the Twisted Pickle this week. Not sure what show it is, 41, 42. I believe it's the one that he plays a lot of punk music in. There's an interesting story in there about his little girl. If you have small children, I'm sure you've got a story similar to that. I have one about a dog and this same particular item that disappeared one evening and then reappeared a day or so later out in the yard. So it's going to kind of be the secret story. If you can figure, if you go ahead and listen to the Twisted Pickle, I believe it's episode 41. The same item that his little girl found and picked up. We had a dog that ate one of those and pooped it out in the yard, and we found it intact, completely intact, and we eventually did find out where it disappeared. The dog ate it and shit it out, so that's the episode game there. Go ahead and check out the Twisted Pickle. Go ahead and leave him a comment on his line there. Leave me a comment if you know what that item is. You can do that at Buick, B-U-I-C-K, .sometimesinblue.com. Or if you go to Feedburner, look for Audio On Demand, or just go ahead in your Doppler radio or whatever and look at your posts. I believe you can click the link to the website there and get in and leave me a comment. I should mention this. I haven't mentioned it in the past few days here. I don't know what kind of an impact it's made on people, but I've been having some problems with Blogger and Cox. And what I did is I went ahead and created a subdomain, or whatever you call it, on sometimesinblue.com. And if you go to buick.sometimesinblue.com, that is the secret hiding space for Audio On Demand, the NinjaCaster. I am a NinjaCaster. My wife doesn't know. I don't think anybody in my family knows about this broadcast podcast that I do. To tell you the truth, I don't know how many people listen to this thing. My Feedburner stats are showing 15 people. It's been up to 24 in the past. And you know, I don't do a whole lot of promotions. I don't have the time to do the promotions. So maybe someday I'll put together a promo. I think I started working on one and got distracted. But anyway, you can check me out, buick.sometimesinblue.com, and you can leave me comments there. Check out the www.sometimesinblue.com website. That's the host of our crappy band. Speaking of the crappy band, I started out talking about the crappy band, didn't I? And band practice. I believe we've solidified a gig in Nebraska City, which is just a 60-mile jaunt down the road in Nebraska City from Omaha, 60 miles or so. And I believe it's a wedding, so it should be pretty fun. Don't know what the time details are on that, but I got the email at home. I went ahead and posted it up there on our schedule. If anybody in the Omaha area, Lincoln area, needs a band, drop me a line on there. Go to the contacts page. I think everybody's email's on there. And if you send it to sometimesinblue.com, I will more than likely get it if the address is just about anything. So whatever you want at sometimesinblue.com, I'll get it. So anyway, we got a gig there. We got a gig in December. Don't have any bar gigs. Haven't done a bar gig since May, I believe. Or did we do one? No, we did one in May. We did a family thing in June. We didn't do anything in July. We had an opportunity in August come up, disappear, and then come up again, but we didn't have an individual that was sick that night, so we couldn't do it. And then September, nothing. October, pretty much nothing. And we had an opportunity in October that we had to flush. Couldn't get people on board. Wow, there was a bolt of lightning behind me. And anyway, gonna have one in November and one in December, kind of round out the year. Not a whole lot of activity this year with the band. So anyway, I don't know. We're kind of at our wits' end, maybe there with that band. At least I am. Too much jacking around, not enough practice, not enough detail put into the songs. Kind of sloppy. But it's kind of fun. Don't get too worked up about it because nobody else seems to. So, fuck up, I say. Looks like I'm still recording here. Hey, that's good. 4:38, 4:41. Let's see what else has been going on. Yesterday had some Sam and Louis. The day before we had some Bacanis. It's been a two-day Italian glut at my house. Tonight I imagine we're going to have pizza of some sort, frozen, I imagine, or some Bertoli's pasta and whatever else. Gotta change my lanes here. You know what? I'm speeding. 65 and I'm running 70. Some yahoos are stopped on the road here. Looks like there's some sort of workers. Road. Oh, look at that. Look at that. They've brought in... looks hydraulic. They brought in a crane. And they're starting to put pound pilings or pylons or whatever you call it into... it's going to be the new bridge, I imagine, here on the Platte River Bridge. I just got across the Platte River Bridge. Putting in a new bridge there on the north side, it looks like, the way they've been working here. Looks like they've got another roadbed here on the north side of the road. Not sure exactly what's been going on here. They've put another 5 or 6 miles into construction format or construction zone here, and they haven't opened up the new stuff yet, which is kind of discouraging. Kind of discouraging. I'd really like to see got some stuff piled up there too. I'd really like to see it opened up back to 75 between Omaha and that. Man, there's a lot of folks. Maybe these folks are going hunting out west. There's a lot of folks pulling four-wheelers these days down the interstate. Something I haven't seen a lot of. I wonder if it's people hunting or what's going on there. But anyway, it's still at 65. Now from exit 426. I believe that's the exit. Pretty much half of the way now is, almost exactly half the way is 65 on the interstate for my drive. And on the right side here, it looks like they've, south side of the road, southeast side of the road, they've been putting a roadbed. I have no idea what the hell they're doing here. It's like they put some material down and then move it and then dig a part of a hill apart and then move it somewhere else. So getting to the point here where the old asphalt changes to cement, the new roadbed, which is, I guess, further south or further east of the original. And I don't like driving on this because I'm actually driving on the median.